I've never had the opportunity to sing Do I Really Look Like That? Because nobody makes bobblehead dolls of public radio hosts. Athletes, on the other hand, plenty of bobbleheads. Coming up on Only a Game, everything you've always wanted to know about the cute little wobblers and the ones that aren't so cute. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hi, Bill. Happy New Year to all of the Only a Game family and friends out there. And by the way, I have to correct you because there is, in fact, a Carl Castle bobblehead.
Oh, so I have hope.
You do have hope.
Okay.
Not as a singer, but as a bobblehead.
We have our finalists for the college football playoff
national championship game
on January 11th. It's going to be Alabama against Clemson. Did the committee make the right choice?
Well, they certainly made the certainly.
Oh, wait a minute. It wasn't a committee this time.
That's right. The two semifinal games were ludicrous. Alabama, Bill, is very good at playing American football because that's a pretty good Michigan State team, and they could have played Alabama for a month and not scored. Mm. Alabama's a 7-point favorite in the national championship game. I think that's way low.
College football was supposed to get much more exciting as it evolved toward a genuine playoff format. Did it turn out that way this season?
Not this season, no, but last season it did. And I mean, there's nothing you can do if one team is, you know, comes out and plays as well as Alabama and Clemson did on New Year's Eve.
This is the final week of the NFL regular season, Charlie. The Philadelphia Eagles have fired Chip Kelly. The Indianapolis Colts said that they'll let Chuck Pagano go at the end of the season. Why the big hurry to get rid of these guys?
Because their teams didn't play very well, Bill, and won't be relevant to the postseason very often. And it's coach firing season, basically. I mean, and you know, while the playoffs are going to distract everyone, a lot of people are going to be looking for jobs.
The NBA is putting its brand and its star power behind a national campaign against gun violence. Usually when a sports league does this, it's in response to a controversy directly affecting that league. So what do you think is motivating the NBA this time around?
I think a lot of NBA players grew up knowing people who were injured or killed by gun violence. And I think that, you know, Michael Bloomberg has put his money behind it, and I think the NBA is responding to that. And God bless them. I think it's a terrific cause.
The NBA maintains that the ads, quote, do not advocate for any change in law or policy. Why not?
Well, because they don't want to push the envelope. And to paraphrase the immortal Michael Jordan, gun owners buy sneakers, too. But let's face facts. If you're doing a campaign against gun violence, you're campaigning for gun safety laws. You can't just do commercials saying gun violence is bad. I don't think anybody disagrees with that.
Kobe Bryant played his final game in Boston on Wednesday. I assume his career was appropriately celebrated.
Oh, there was booing and cheering and booing and cheering, and he's not playing real well, and he's just basically playing out the string on a really bad team.
It was good enough to beat the Celtics that night.
But I think that a mixture of booing and cheering is the way Kobe Bryant's going to go out in most visiting arenas, perhaps even his own.
And they gave him a piece of the floor, which was nice.
Well, the old parquet thing, that's a very cheap way to get out of giving a going-away gift.
Dave Henderson died this week. He was only 57 years old. He is one of those athletes who will be remembered for one particular achievement, at least by Red Sox fans.
Well, he would have been remembered for two achievements had not the Buckner catastrophe happened in Game 6 in 1986. People remember the home run that he hit to bring them back to a tie to save them in the American League Championship Series against the Angels. Mm-hmm. The famous sight of him leaping so high that he sprained his ankle during his home run trot. He hit the go-ahead home run against the Mets in Game 6. So if things had held up, I think Dave Henderson would have a statue outside of Fenway because he would have hit the two most important home runs in Red Sox history. He was a great guy, very funny guy, terrific interview, great all-around athlete, terrific high school and college football player. And I just remember that one night in Baltimore at the legendary Cross Keys Inn, we were all relaxing after a game, and there were about five of us sitting around a table, five writers, and there were about five of the Red Sox, including Dave, sitting at a table across, and they kept pointing and arguing at us. And what they had been doing is they had been casting the five of us in movies they'd seen. And Dave Henderson got behind me, and the entire chorus erupted, "Serpico!" I was very flattered.
Also, he did go on to win a World Series title playing for Oakland.
Yeah, he did, but
later on.
He would have been waked at Fenway Park if that second home run had held up.
It is the occasion for talking about best of the year stories in sports, Charlie. A lot of people, including the Associated Press, would put the performance of Triple Crown winner American Pharoah at the top of the list. Do you think that's where he belongs?
I would rank him.
That's one.
Yeah,
one
I would rank. I would rank it. Of course. I mean, we haven't had Triple Crown winners since God was a boy. It's a very charismatic group of people, and frankly, a very charismatic horse. And I don't have a problem with it at all.
Lots of people don't like the mascots appearing on behalf of pro sports teams. They think of them as silly and irritating distractions. But this week, San Antonio Spurs star Manu Ginobili is among the athletes very happy to have had the mascot around. Explain, please.
Yeah, the San Antonio Spurs in their arena in San Antonio have a severe bat problem. A couple of years ago, Ginobili grabbed one by hand and tossed and had to get a rabies shot as a precaution. This time, the Coyote, wearing a Batman costume, grabbed the bat with a net and got rid of it.
Sure.
The bat went right for the good seats down to the lower level. Players were sent to their locker rooms. The Coyote went to the changing room and put the Batman costume on and just took a net and caught the bat and delivered it to security, who took it on the net for the towel and probably thanked the Coyote splendidly for dumping this on their feet. Anyway, that's a good thing for the San Antonio Spurs. They've overcome a lot to be a great team.
And finally, Charlie, a story any players of video games can appreciate. A Twitter user who goes by the handle Wanakin claims that he left his Nintendo system on to save game information for a game he began playing over 20 years ago. What do you think is keeping this guy from finishing the game?
What is keeping this guy from having a life is a better question.
It's a great question there in the basement.
The gamer culture is something completely foreign to me. I know a lot of people involved in it. I mean, it must have been a hell of a game he saved. I mean, you know, I'm sure his Yumahara was very kawasi, but I have no idea what all of that means.
Me neither. Charlie Pierce joins me each week on Only Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks,
Happy
Bill.
New Year.
Happy New Year.